So, Rory, a good performance last night against Longford. You told me earlier in the week that you were excited about the upcoming performances of Derry. Did you get what you wanted out of the boys last night in that one?
Yeah, Oisín, by and large we did. I think, as I said, look, training goes well and you're looking forward to games, but you don't really know. You know, other counties played challenge games. We didn't really have that preparation time with the way our county final was that bit later, and you know, to so many players involved between the intermediate and senior. But training had went well for the 10 days or so where we had everybody, and it was good then to see it backed up with a good performance, albeit, you know, there was times where Longford came back at us, but we were fairly much in control most of the game, you know.
Yeah. All the headlines today is talking about Conor Glash. You handed him his senior debut. Just into the panel, Rory, obviously back from Australia, you gave him a quick debut, so you did. Maybe tell us about your discussions and your plans for Conor Glash.
Well, look, first of all, we want to get the debut out of the way so that everything settles down for him and for us, and we just felt to throw him in. But look, we were speaking to Conor, you know, for a period of time when he was still in Australia, and he indicated that there was a strong chance he was going to come home, and we're just delighted to get him home. He had planned to get into university, transfer some studying he'd done over in Australia, and he's enrolled in Jordanstown, and the plan was to get him straight into training. Thankfully, there's no isolation period in Northern Ireland coming back from Australia, and he came back on the Saturday, and we rested him on the Monday session. He came in on the Wednesday, and we told him we're going to play for a period of the game, and he got in, and he seems to be super confident. It's the most natural thing in the world for him to play football with his teammates, and look, he gelled in really well. He'd done a number of good things. Again, look, we just take it slowly with him and we see how he goes to train this week, but look, we're delighted to get him in. He's a huge presence in the middle of the field, which we didn't have previously, and I'd be very hopeful of what he can bring, you know, down the line.
Yeah, I was interested to read this morning, Rory, during this league campaign, you've handed 11 league debuts. Now, some managers might go and maybe give out three or four, but the extent of 11 is a huge number. So obviously you're working through all these players as best you can, particularly in the first half of the year and now as we come to the latter part of the year.
It's so funny you've seen that, and a couple of those that we handed out, we probably come in and give them games at the start and they're no longer in the panel, but about 7 or 8 of them I would feel are players that are going to play for Derry for a long number of years, Oisín. They've come through, you know, decent underage setups. Obviously Connor's one of them as well now back into it. You know, I think I spoke to you earlier, there's been a lot of transition of players in Derry. You know, I picked up a paper just at the end of lockdown, there's something like 83 or 84 players played for Derry in the last 4.5 seasons. You know, I think in the same period I said Donegal, I'm on it, only 50-something, and, you know, their two counties very successful. We want to get the best players playing, no matter what age they are. We had a couple of lads playing yesterday, only 18, 19, just finished school. We want them in now. We want consistency of training, consistency of standards, and then consistency of selection, you know, because that turnover rate of players doesn't give you the opportunity to build the kind of chemistry that you need to compete.
Yeah, and one of those players that made his debut was Paul Cassidy. It's not bad when you score a goal in your debut either, Rory.
No, a goal in his first touch as well, so it was actually remarkable. Listen, he's a player that, you know, we had hoped to get in, but he had done his collarbone towards the tail end of last year, and he's a young lad, you know, probably didn't play as well as he would have liked in the club championship, but we felt he's got an awful lot of talent, and you know, he's a decent size. He's 6'2" or 6'3" as well. He's an awful lot of filling out to do, but he done really well. He scored the goal from his first touch, and he scored a wonderful point as well after a great fetch. And no, he's a very exciting player, and he's a natural inside forward, which are priceless as well.
Yeah, Patrick Kearney was the guy that got the second goal for you last night. But that game's now done, Rory. You just move on to Offaly with still a very, very slim chance of promotion. Are you holding maybe on to that slim chance of promotion, or is it very much fully focused on what's going to come the weekend after the first round of the championship?
Our main focus is 100% on Armagh, and you know, basically since the league broke, that has been the full focus. But the, you know, at the end of the day, if Down slip up against Louth and finish in 9 points, and we finish in 9 points, and Longford finish in 9 points, I think there's talk of a playoff. But we can only do that if we beat Offaly next week. So they're probably, if you'd asked me last week, are there any hope of promotion? I'd have said none. But the way it's fallen now, there could be an opportunity, but look, Downers are very much in pole position. We just want to make sure that we beat Offaly, that we go and produce another very, very good performance, and build on what was good yesterday, and you get ready for Armagh, because you know that's the date, you know, that's been etched in our mind since the GA gave the go ahead for the championship, and we're really excited now, looking forward to the 1st of November.
Okay, Rory, listen, thanks for talking to us today, and the best of luck with your next game away and off the next weekend.